present episode 25 in the Green Valley Line, the story of a backcountry railroad in the early years of the 20th century. Our story resumes at the scene of the loading operations on the Fortuna Mine Spur. The big ore cars have been moving out steadily since last Monday. Spider is handling the 1010, and the loquacious Mr. Reuben Porter is having the time of his life with the steam shovel. Reuben's morale is rising rapidly under the influence of his newfound job. Let us listen in on their conversation.
Keep your eyes skinned from a signal, you'd get along a whole heap better.
Signal? Suffering feet. You started to tell me about signals? Why, you big sodbuster, who do you think you're talking to?
Now you just listen to me. I got a whole bunch of signals of my own, and you got to learn them.
Oh, you big stiff. So you're getting frisky, are you? Huh, signal. I was watching signals when you was hoeing corn.
I reckon you might have been, but I tell you right now, I'm a-running this here shovel, I be, and you got to learn those signals.
Say, Rube, you'll be the death of me yet. You and your signals. Okay. Go to it. Let's see you fill that dump car. Gotta make three more before supper.
Don Burnett, you just watch me handle this here shovel. First time I ever seen a shovel big enough to suit me. Yes, sirree.
Okay, go to it, Rube.
All right. Hey, gosh dang it. Why, look at here.
Huh? What's wrong?
Well, this blame thing stuck somehow. Well, she won't pull when I jerk the lever.
Oh, for the love of Mike, you got that cable off again.
Well, you better get busy and fix it. We're losing time.
Oh, give me that crowbar.
All right.
And listen, next time we get going, take care of that reverse lever. Let her in easy. Hey, give me that little more slack, will you?
All right.
Pull back on that cable.
Okay.
That's it. Now turn her over easy.
All right.
There you are. Okay, Reuben, and don't get so rambunctious.
Sure, I'll take care. You better fix that there tackle so we can pull this shovel ahead.
All right.
I'm going to be through here pretty soon. Yes, sirree, sir.
So I was. I got back in number 10 just now.
Yeah, want to get a room?
Yes, give me that one I had before. If it's vacant...
You see, Judge, I'm sorry. We've been pretty full lately. Oh. I'll find you one on the second floor.
All right, whatever you have. How's everything, Abe?
Oh, things are moving right along, Judge. Yeah. Business is good, and the railroad's doing fine.
Well, that's pretty good news.
Did you see young Bill over at the depot?
No, he was pretty busy. I'll see him after a while.
Well, sir, it sure looks like the Green Valleys are coming right out in a hole in a hurry, Judge. That fair boy is sure a wonder.
I'm glad to hear you say it, Abe. Hello? Isn't that young Cary Graham over there in the lobby?
Yes, sir.
What's she doing? Taking a day off, isn't
it? Well, no, Judge. Tain't that exactly. Hmm. I can't rightly tell you. There's some kind of a bust-up between her and young Bill.
What, again?
Yep. Something wrong. Anyhow, she's quit working at the depot since Sunday.
Well, that's strange. All right, Abe. I'll drop over and see what's wrong. Maybe she'll tell me.
Maybe she will. I sure hope so. You see, Judge, them two youngsters is plumb stuck on each other.
Yes.
And I'd like for to see them get along. Young Bill's getting around like a bear with a sore head. Maybe you can get to the bottom of it.
Well, I'd see. Have him take my baggage up, will you, Abe?
Yes, sir. I'll tend to it right away.
Oh, afternoon, Cary.
Oh, good afternoon, Judge Merrick. Won't you sit down?
Yes, thank you. What is this, a little holiday?
A holiday? Oh, no. Oh, you see, oh, it's rather hard to explain.
Mm-hmm. Well, don't let me pry into your affairs, Cary.
Oh, it's not that. I'm all through at the depot. Just a working girl out of a job.
Mm, you and Bill had another tip, I suppose.
Oh, no, it's much more serious than that. This time, it's final.
Oh, come now, young lady. There's nothing final in the world except death and taxes. Of course, as I said, I don't want to nose into your private
affairs. Oh, but I'd like you to know, really. Hmm? I think you'd understand.
Well, let's have the story, then.
Well, it's rather funny. To put it quite plainly, I lost my job for interfering in important business.
Hmm. do any harm?
I think it was one of the best things that could have happened, at least for Bill, but not for me.
Well, anything to do with that mortgage payment?
Yes, of course. That's how it happened.
I'm afraid you'll have to be a little more explicit, young lady.
It was such a queer thing. You know, of course, that Bill's father's trying desperately to get control of the Green Valley.
Yes.
And it's really a fight between him and his son.
Yes, of course, I know.
And you know that my father was siding in
yes,
with the opposition
yes,
in an
yes.
attempt to sell the Green Valley.
Yes.
When they heard that you were taking a handle, I suppose Mr. Reed Sr. thought you'd help pay with the mortgage.
I see.
So he decided to take extreme action.
Yes, I begin to see. What did he do, Kelly?
He sent a wire to the president thinking my father was still here. The wire offered money up to $100,000.
I see. An attempt to buy up a block of stock or something, eh?
Yes, I suppose that was the idea. Well, Bill intercepted the wire. He's acting president in my father's absence.
Yes.
And he had a bright idea. You see, as president, he could get that money and use it to pay off the mortgage.
You mean he'd use the opposition money to meet that $70,000?
Yes, that's it.
You don't mean he actually proposed to do that,
yes.
did you?
Oh, of course, you see...
I see. A chance to put one over on the old man, I
yes.
suppose. Yes, it was rather funny. Well, what happened, Gary?
Bill sent the wire, intending to use the money. Oh, I was frightened to death.
And that's where you interfered?
Yes, you see, my name is Graham.
Oh,
I wired to canceling
yes,
the request in my own name. Money didn't come.
What an exceedingly fortunate thing.
Oh, Judge Merrick, you're awfully good to say that.
Oh, not at all. I think you saved the situation. Congratulations.
Yes, but don't you see? I'm the one who suffers. Bill won't even speak to me. He passed me up on the street today and he didn't even look at me. He said he never wanted to see me again.
So that's the story. Well, that's not so bad.
But you don't know Bill.
Perhaps I know him better than you think, young woman.
Judge Merrick, he'll never forgive me as long as he lives. Mm-hmm. Don't you see, it was a terrible blow to his pride to have me spoil that deal.
Bill's pride's going to be still more severely hurt when I get to see him.
Oh, but you mustn't tell him I...
Wait a minute now. How does Bill stand with you?
Well, in what way? What do you mean?
Why, just this. That young fellow is in love with you, Carrie.
No, not anymore. You don't understand.
Yes.
That's all over.
All right, answer my question. Very important. How do you feel about Bill?
Really, I couldn't possibly tell anybody that.
No, you've got to tell me right now. It means a great deal to me. A good many more people, too.
Well, I'd do anything for Bill. It's so hard to tell you.
You'll do anything for him? You mean that?
Yes.
Even to marrying him?
Oh, really, that's absurd. I'm the last woman in the world Bill would ever think of in that way.
Now, just supposing now that he was to ask you.
Judge Merrick, you mustn't be offended.
No.
There's only one person in the world to whom I'd give the answer.
Yes, and that person is...
Why, Bill himself, of course.
Good, that's all I want to know. Now I'm going to have a talk to that young fellow.
But you won't tell him I told you that story.
No, just leave it to me. He'll tell me himself. But I'll give him a talking to. He won't forget in a hurry.
Hello. Say, Abe.
Hello, Bill. What can I do for you?
Where's Carrie Graham? She in the hotel?
Sure. She's right there in the setting room, doing some sewing.
Oh, anybody else in there?
No, reckon not.
All right, thanks, Abe.
Don't mention it.
Hello, Carrie.
Oh, hello.
I just wanted to talk to you.
Oh, really?
Yes. Mind if I sit down?
Oh, no. This is a public room.
Yes, of course. See here, Carrie. You know what I want to talk about.
No, I haven't the least idea. In fact, it's rather a surprise after what happened Sunday.
Yes, I know. I guess I was a little hasty. I was pretty sore at the time, and maybe I was a little hard on you.
Oh, no, that's all right. I really didn't blame you. After all, I was an employee of the company. I really hadn't any right to meddle in your affairs. I got what was coming to me. It's all right. Let's leave it at that.
But it isn't all right. I didn't realize what it all meant until Uncle Merrick talked to me just now. Oh, that was a bonehead play of mine about the CK&W money. I was trying to be smart. Why, I'd have played right into their hands if it had gone through.
Yes, that's what I was afraid of.
You don't mean to say you figured that out? The legal situation and all?
No, of course I didn't. But I just knew, sort of intuition, I guess. Oh, it's all right, Bill. Let's forget it.
No, I promised Uncle Merrick I'd apologize to you. And that's what I'm here for.
So I'm not Sally the Snooper anymore.
Oh, for the love of Mike, Carrie, don't make it so tough for me.
Oh, Bill, please don't start any apology. I couldn't stand it. You're such a poor hand at apologies, and humble pie doesn't suit you either.
No, maybe you're right. I just want to do the right thing, Carrie.
Oh, but Bill, that's silly of you. I hated myself for meddling with that old telegram. You don't realize what a fine job you've done in the Green Valley.
Well, I wouldn't have got very far without you helping me.
Don't be silly. I've been a little help, and Judge Mary, too. But you've been the one to save the situation. Everybody knows it. You've done an awfully good job here, Bill.
That's nice of you, Carrie. Well, anyway, you know how I feel.
Sure, let's change the subject. Do I get my job back?
Job? Oh, that. Of course, if you want it. I hope you'll get along with the new man.
The new man? My goodness. Bill Reed, don't tell me you're leaving.
Oh, yes. Yes. You remember what you said about quitting before the job was done?
Yes.
Well, it's safe now. The money is secured. That ore from the Fortune is running over $20,000 a day.
Oh.
I borrowed $70,000 this morning on it and shot it in on the mortgage payment.
Yes, I suppose nobody could blame you for wanting a change. You've certainly put it over, Bill, and yet you've forgotten something that still isn't settled.
Why, I don't get you. I went over everything with the auditor this morning. Everything's in shape. We got out the statements. Say, what are you talking about?
Oh, dear, for a smart railroad man, you're awfully dense at times. There's one very important matter you've forgotten.
Oh, gosh, Carrie, there can't be. Why, what is it?
Don't you remember that time you went sentimental on me?
What? Why, yes, but I'm sorry. We agreed to drop that. I was an awful sap, I know, but...
And you said you'd drop it only for the time being. Then when things were straightened out in the Green Valley, you were going to take it up with me again. My gracious, haven't you any imagination?
Why, Carrie, you don't surely mean that... That after all the things that have happened, after the way I treated... My gosh, Carrie, a joke's a joke, but this is serious.
I'm serious too, Bill.
Why, gosh, really, I wasn't prepared for this. I don't know what to say.
Really?
Carrie, you know how I feel. Why, you're all the world to me. I nearly went crazy this week.
And so...
Well, Carrie, will you take a chance with me? Really, for keeps.
Yes, Bill, for keeps.
Well, are you happy, Carrie?
Very, very happy. Oh, but there's one condition, Bill, dear.
Now, see
yes,
here.
Yes, one condition, that you stay with the Green Valley.
I thought that was coming. Sure, I'll stay with the Green Valley. I'd stay on the side of an iceberg if you wanted me to. And we'll put the old Green Valley on the map. As long as we're together, we can do anything.
Yes, as long as we're together, Bill.
And so the dark clouds melt away as Bill and Carrie agree to embark together on the good ship Matrimony. Don't forget to listen to episode 26 in the Green Valley Line.